Okay, so I understand. Lots of kids want to be astronauts. It's like the top three or four things to do, and I get that, but I really wanted to be an astronaut. More than that, I intended to be an astronaut. I found out, in fact, in second grade that most astronauts were pulled from the ranks of Air Force and Navy test pilots. And test pilots don't have very long life expectancies. So I started studying flight, crash, escape scenarios. I read star charts, built telescopes, studied exploration theory, did fitness regimes. I drank Tang. Slept with Heinlein's half spacesuit will travel under my pillow at night to prepare myself for the call. Because these guys were supermen, so I had to become one too. And I tried, Lord knows, I tried. But certain things, the physics, the calculus, the chemistry, they didn't come easy to me. And I don't know when I decided I didn't measure up, but I just felt like it wasn't working. I couldn't be one of those guys. So I started looking for a back door, holes in the system. Maybe they'll need somebody like me someday. I wouldn't say it out loud, but somewhere in the back of my head, I figured it could still happen. The phone could still ring. A couple weeks ago, I went camping on a trail late at night, looked up into the sky, and it was ablaze. And I imagined 7-year-old me, that little kid reading Encyclopedia Britannica about rocket ships with a flashlight, that kid looking up at the grown man I've become. And I wonder if that kid would be pissed. Today, on Snap Judgment, from PRX and NPR, Man on a Mission. Amazing stories from real people bound and determined to stick with the plan. My name is Glenn Washington, and if you know someone at NASA, please tell them you have the perfect candidate, because you're listening to Snap Judgment.